There is so much information, misinformation out there regarding the COVID-19 virus. How do we separate fact from fiction?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Line of Fire. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Hope that you had a blessed weekend, those that were doing online church fellowships, those that were getting some Sabbath rest, those who are counting the minutes for the lockdown, the shutdown to end. Hope you had a good weekend. So glad to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH. We got a lot of really interesting stuff to talk about today. Love to get your input, feedback as well. 866-348-7884 with any questions you have of any kind. We'll get to some calls on even some random subjects today, hopefully as well. 866-34-TRUTH. You know, I just got in the mail from American Airlines my million miler status. I got million miler status many years ago on Delta, and now million miler on American. I guess I'm working towards 2 million on Delta and then miles on all kinds of other airlines. So I spent a lot of time in the air and got a lot of good work, a lot of good writing done in the air, and even had some good times meeting with the Lord in flight, then just some rest time as well. But I've never had a sabbatical since I started preaching and ministering decades ago. Never had a sabbatical, meaning an extended time, you know, of months off from ministry work and just to stop and reflect and pray and renew and refresh. But and I've never felt a need for it. I've slowed down at different times and taken some, very, very short breaks at different times and then had some great family vacation and things like that. But I haven't had in my life, more significantly, regular Sabbath rest because of weekend ministry. In other words, because I'm called to preach and teach, that often happens on the weekends. And with the daily routine of radio, or if I was teaching daily at a school, whatever that setting might be, then it might be that I'd go through the week, Monday through Friday, doing radio, and then get on a plane on a Friday night to fly out somewhere, and then speak all day Saturday, Sunday, and then fly back Sunday night or fly back Monday morning in time for radio. So I do my best to incorporate rest into my schedule and to be renewed and have time with God. But that's been something that has been lacking because of ministry. Like the priests in the temple would perform their functions on the Sabbath, right? And they weren't considered working because it was priestly work. It was temple work. The same thing with the ministry of the word. You know, for someone, say a pastor preaching four times on a Sunday, or a worship team leading worship four times on a Sunday, that's not exactly their Sabbath rest either. I remember a friend of mine who led a Messianic congregation, and they'd have their full morning service and then afternoon fellowship. He said, Sabbath for me ends up being Sunday, and I'm a Messianic Jew. And he was laughing about it. But what's happened now with the shutdown is I'm just having a lot more time to get with God and to get renewed and get refreshed and determined by God's grace to make sure that is an ongoing part of my schedule. So I know it's been difficult and challenging for many, but in the midst of it, it can be a godsend for me. In many ways, it has been. And thank you for your prayer support and words of encouragement. We are here for you. All right. How do we sort out fact versus fiction when it comes to COVID-19? How do we sort out what is propaganda from the media or the government? What is hysterical reporting, sensationalism? What is true? What is accurate? How do we sort this out? The lockdowns, have they been necessary? Have they been ill-advised? Were there better ways to do things? Is it government inefficiency? Does someone have an agenda? Is the virus as bad as people say? Is it overblown? And look, unless you have insider information and expertise in all the matters, it's really hard to sort these things out. Dr. Everett Piper retired university chancellor and a highly respected conservative thinker, tweeted something out that got my attention a couple days ago. And he said, I posted a COVID-19 article yesterday, meaning April 24th, and said it was most important article of the day. Now, this is April 25th. This one is the most important article of the year, all in caps, and this is from a respected Christian thinker. Must read, must share, must follow this advice. And it's linked to an article, Coronavirus Truths. Coronavirus Truths. Let's start to read through this article and see why Dr. Piper was so excited about it. And then I want to raise my own questions because I am not a medical expert. I am not an economic expert, and I don't have inside information. So I'm just going to be practical and raise questions for further understanding. The primary author is David Williams, medical doctor. And the article revised April 23rd with updates to section regarding COVID-19 deaths and the addendum. And he says, this is being written on April 19th, 2020. Although there is a central author, it is being written on behalf of multiple physicians in West Alabama and will be distributed through multiple medical offices. Between us, we have well over 100 years of practice and have treated hundreds of thousands of patients suffering infectious diseases. Including missions trips, we have treated patients on 5 continents. All right, so they got me there. Oh, I've been on missions trips around the world, the ministry around the world, but I haven't treated any patients, let alone hundreds of thousands, okay? Let alone people on different continents. So they got me there. First, and they said, we planned the stage for several reasons. First, most of our patients now realize there is something funny about the coverage and handling of this disease. Secondly, if it wasn't being handled differently by April 19th, we knew it would take action from us and our patients to change that handling. Finally, we were told in March by our state officials that experts predicted New York, Florida, Texas, and Alabama were projected to have the median most fatalities from the COVID-19 outbreak, with the peak in Alabama expected to be April 19th. On this date, Alabama was supposed to be on pace for 5,516 deaths and to be short over 21,000 hospital beds. The information just listed, every piece of information discussed below can be verified with a quick internet search. Many of the sources will be directly referenced. So they're saying, okay, this is what was supposed to happen. These were the scenarios. So where are we now? All right. So they have truths and lies from their perspective that they post, Dr. Williams and his colleagues. Truth. COVID-19 is an actual medical disease that will lead to tragic deaths. Okay, so they're verifying that. That's true. They're not denying that. It's real. Lie. We don't know much about coronavirus. And he says this is one of the media's favorite lies, because if we don't know about something, it's scarier. You know, so the media is going to scare us with this. And obviously, the more sensationalist and the more people are watching the newscast or listening or reading. And he says, you know, we know the nature of coronaviruses. Okay. And we've done them, studies on them, for years. This is a new one, a novel one, but we know about coronaviruses. Then he says another lie. COVID-19 is more infectious than influenza. So they claim that that is a lie. Now, again, I have no medical expertise, and these doctors combined have over 100 years of medical expertise. Yet I do have questions. I'm just putting this out. So they're saying it is a lie. It is a lie that COVID-19 is more deadly than the average flu. Okay? It is a lie that COVID-19 is more dangerous than influenza. And they give statistics that they feel back this up. Another lie. The fact one doesn't know he or she has COVID-19 makes it more dangerous. He said, well, actually, all viruses shed and are primarily spread while the infected host is asymptomatic. So he's saying this is no different than any other virus, that you don't know you have it, and you spread it to others before you realize you have it. He says, truth, COVID-19 is more dangerous to the elderly and immunocompromised. Another truth, that doesn't really mean anything in and of itself, because everything is more dangerous to those unfortunate individuals. Truth, again, this is according to Dr. Williams and his colleagues. It is now almost impossible for anyone in the general public or general medical community to know the actual number of deaths from COVID-19. Therefore, we should be suspicious a lot of the statistics that are given out as if it's, you know, precise and accurate. You can watch the numbers on your screen. And then they revised the statement April 23rd to say this is actually much worse than we thought. According to Worldometer's info from January 1st to April 1st, 2020, the worldwide deaths from COVID-19 were 46,438 as opposed to 121,993 for influenza. So in other words, that just the general flu has killed far more than COVID-19 in the first 3 months of this year. Okay, let's keep scrolling down. Their question being, you know, why these extreme measures for a virus that's killed so few, comparatively speaking, although every death is a tragedy. Truth, the current policies instituted by our local, state, national governments are causing greater health problems than the virus ever will. So they're saying all the unemployment and everything that comes out of that, and be it suicide, depression, other things that come in, lack of health care with people unemployed, whatever it is that's going to hurt more people than the virus. Truth. The media as a whole has grossly misrepresented this disease. Now, they didn't put in the word deliberately, but they say no question they've misrepresented it. Now, in opinion, the way in which the media has pushed fear nonstop amounts to psychological warfare against this country. Truth, they say, the media will continue to fight reopening of this country by stating experts predict a spike in deaths if we do so. Truth. That every country has shut down their economy, and none of those countries have suffered higher rates of death because they have kept their economy going. Opinion, medical organizations have failed this country. Truth, China is involved, but not how you think. Truth, the NBA canceled their season voluntarily with no external domestic pressures, and China is a huge market for them. Truth. People are lazy or they have an agenda. Truth, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is making a fortune and he wants you to stay home. Truth, COVID-19 has been treated like a world ender. It's not even remotely close. Truth, quarantine is a period or place in isolation in which people who have been exposed or infected with a contagious disease are placed. Truth, this is not a medical crisis but a political crisis. Truth, the Alabama coronavirus numbers presented in the opening paragraph appear to be way off. Truth, if you love your children, enjoy sports, and are anyone who owns or is employed by a small business, you should be angry. Truth, nothing will change unless it is demanded. What do you think? What do we make